This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The mass flooding from Tuesday's destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine has drowned cities and brought new threats, Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The scale of the devastation across large parts of the region has brought fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. It's now threatening a new wave of homelessness, disease, toxic chemical contamination, and even warnings of floating landmines in this ecological disaster. Russian state media are reporting that although the water levels may have peaked, the floods are expected to remain for up to 10 days. The long-term damage is another matter.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is pouring into the U.S. East Coast and Midwest and covering the capitals of both nations in an unhealthy haze. And in between, New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We recommend vulnerable New Yorkers stay inside. And all New Yorkers should limit outdoor activity to the greatest extent possible.
It's also delaying some flights Wednesday, sending school recesses indoors, forcing the cancellation of events, and prompting people to fish out pandemic-era face masks. Canadian officials have expanded evacuation orders. Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued more than 1,400 migrants from overcrowded fishing boats and other vessels, including a sailboat that were trying to reach the country's southern coast. A Coast Guard statement released Wednesday said the separate rescue operations began late Monday and ended in the early hours of Wednesday. This